Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Officials in Bucks County say a viral video showing mail-in ballots being destroyed is fake, and it was released to undermine confidence in the election. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
The fake video that made the rounds shows someone opening ballots for former President Trump and ripping them up. But the Bucks County Board of Elections says the video is not legitimate. The envelopes and the ballots in it were not real, and elections officials cannot legally open up ballots until 7 a.m. Election Day. The president and CEO of the Nonpartisan Committee of 70, Lauren Cristella, says there is bipartisan agreement that such a video circulating is harmful.
And I would draw particular attention to the response from the Bucks County GOP. They came out with a forceful statement. They reposted the video with a giant fake across the front of it so that people do feel confident.
The election board, in a bipartisan statement, said, quote, "This type of behavior is meant to sow division and distrust in our election systems and makes a mockery of the people working incredibly hard to ensure a free and fair election is carried out." The Bucks County District Attorney's Office and Yardley Borough Police started an investigation. The state attorney general's office was also alerted, and the FBI is trying to identify the original source of this fake video. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Supporters of a Philly teacher who they say was fired for her support of Palestinians disrupted a Philly school board meeting last night. They demanded the teacher be reinstated. They say Northeast Philadelphia high school teacher Keziah Ridgeway was removed from the classroom 7 weeks ago for allowing her students to express opinions supporting Palestinian rights. Ridgeway's sister Ronita Jones tells NBC 10 Ridgeway never did anything wrong and is a beloved teacher.
We look to the school board to support our teachers, support our students, support the parents, but they supporting outsiders that have nothing to do with anything that's going on. They don't even have children that go to Northeast High School.
The Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia filed a complaint against Ridgeway at the beginning of the school year, accusing her of teaching anti-Israel views and threatening Jewish parents on social media. Ridgeway has denied doing anything wrong. The school district says this is a personnel issue, and they do not comment on personnel issues. The school board meeting continued in a private room and was live-streamed on the district's website. An 89-year-old woman is dead, and her husband is in the hospital after what authorities say was a murder attempted suicide in an East Coventry nursing home. Chester County District Attorney Christopher De Barena Sarobe says a 90-year-old man was visiting his 89-year-old wife around 10:45 yesterday morning at Manitowney Manor. That's when authorities say he shot her and then turned the gun on himself.
It really appears to be a very sad, isolated incident right now.
The husband's condition is currently unknown. No one else was injured. Deborah Sarobe says they do not know exactly what prompted the shooting.
It's really early, so I mean, we can all sort of speculate as to what the circumstances are, but we're going to continue our investigation.
He says Manitowney Manor is providing counseling and support for any employees and residents affected by the shooting. People who are experiencing homelessness in Philadelphia can still vote. The city is working to make sure they know how by working with the city's shelters. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
That everyone has a voice. Does not matter. Even if you are homeless, you still have the opportunity to vote.
That's Omar Sabir, chairman of the city commissioners. Sabir addressed residents, particularly homeless residents and those in transitional housing, during a press conference at the Station House Shelter in North Philadelphia, run by SELF, Strengthening and Empowering Lives and Futures.
You can use 315 South Broad Street, Broad Street Ministries, as an address for you to get registered. Once you are registered, you can feel free go to any of our 11 satellite locations, including City Hall, for you to cast your ballot. Because we need to hear from every eligible Philadelphian. We don't want any barriers.
Sharon Flanagan is the director of communications itself.
I think it's just so important for vulnerable communities to know that they still have the right to vote and they have the ability to vote.
Any questions in regards to how you cast your vote, call us at 215-686-VOTE or go to our website at vote.phila.gov. Thank you.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.